Hi, I'm Carl, and I'm the Program Officer for Student Services at the English Speaking Union. And I am here with Deepika and Anuj in their podcast At the End of the Day.
Carl, thank you so much for your time. Thank you so much for being in our podcast.
Thank you for having me, Deepika.
We would personally like to thank you so much that you have been helping us get the space to record the podcast. And it really means a lot to us as well as to our audience.
Yeah, well, it's our pleasure.
And I myself am an alum of the ESU programs. I have taken a number of classes at the English Speaking Union. I feel proud to be a proud alum in English Speaking Union. But today we would like to know more about the services that you provide to the newly arriving immigrants in the US.
Yeah. Sure. So our organization is called ESU, which is short for English Speaking Union. And we're a nonprofit organization. We've existed for now in 2020. It's going to be 100 years. So we have a range of programs that all focus on the English language. So we have the Andrew Romay New Immigrant Center. And what that does is it offers ESL classes, conversation tutoring, as well as professional development opportunities. So we'll hold workshops and field trips. Often the workshops are focusing on things like resume writing, cover letter writing, interview practice. And the purpose of the program is really just to help immigrants integrate more fully here. So we achieve this by helping them to improve their English and also to help them explore careers here and kind of use their previous experience and education from their home countries and apply it here to find professional level jobs.
Right.
But our organization also offers other programs that aren't really related to immigrants, but are more for high school students and high school teachers. So we have an exchange where we will send high school teachers to British universities for professional development. And we also run a Shakespeare competition for high school students. So we do a lot here, but I work primarily on the immigrant programs.
Right. Starting from the basic, Carl, if a newly arriving immigrant have to come to ESU to get the service, what is the first step they have to do?
So really, the first step is to attend an information session. So we hold information sessions throughout the year. And you can sign up on our website. I could share the link with you.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, they'll come to an information session where they'll meet with staff here who will check if they're eligible for the program. Then if they are eligible, we will invite them to a second registration session where they can start to really register directly for classes. And start to get involved with everything in the program.
Right. Carl, when you mention whether they are eligible or not, what do you mean by that?
So, the eligibility requirements. So you first of all need to be a recently arrived immigrant.
How recent is it recent?
So 3 years or less is usually what we look for, although we will make exceptions for certain people like asylum seekers who have been waiting in the system for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
The second requirement is that they have an immigrant status. So this could be that they have a green card, or maybe they're even a U.S. citizen born abroad. But we also accept those who have just applied for a green card or are an asylum seeker or refugee. So there are a range of statuses that we will accept into our program. What we cannot accept are people who are here temporarily, since this is a program for immigrants remaining here. So people who have like a student visa or a tourist visa wouldn't be the best fit for our services. But you also need to have at least an intermediate level of English, because all of the services here are designed for those who already know English, who are conversational in the language, and also able to write and read in English. So that's something else. And at the information session, we'll administer a short writing task to check their level.
Mm-hmm.
And lastly, you need to have a financial need. So this means that you should not be earning an income that is considered to be middle or high. So our program is free, And the reason it is free is because we want to help those who can't pay for English classes themselves. Mm-hmm. So we will ask you some questions related to your income when you come to register for our program. And the last, I almost forgot, you have to be 18 years or older to join our program. So we're not really serving those who are, you know, youth or children. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. How long are the programs?
When you join the ARNIC program, you are a member for 1 year. So it's a 1 year free scholarship during which you'll have access to all of our services. Mm-hmm. But during that year, the different programs, they last different amounts of time. So the classes will last anywhere between 3 weeks and 9 weeks. And then the conversation tutoring is essentially continuous. So you can be in it during the entire year that you're in the program. And then some of the other opportunities that we offer, like the workshops and field trips, they're just one-time events. So you just do it once and then you're done with that. Mm-hmm. So it kind of varies the time commitment, but you're in the program for a year.
And when does this class happen? Is it during weekdays, weekends, and the timing as
well? Yeah, so all of our classes take place between Monday and Friday. So we don't offer English classes on the weekend. And in terms of time, we have morning, early afternoon, late afternoon, and then some evening classes. But some of our other services are a little bit more flexible. So our conversations take place from Monday until Saturday, morning, afternoon, and evening. So yeah, but most of our programming takes place during the work week because a lot of our members, a lot of our clients are not currently working full time, so they're able to come.
The events that you organize for students, like parties on Thanksgiving celebration, right? So these events are such a great way to introduce culture, American culture, to the students who come from different parts of the world.
Mm-hmm. Definitely in our program, one of the ideas is that we are sharing American culture to the newest Americans. So we really kind of want the people in our program to feel like they're part of American society, but also part of the community here at ARNIC. So all of these things that you're talking about, they're all designed to make people feel welcome and part of something larger. So yeah, I'm glad to hear that you still remember them.
Oh yeah, of course, I do. Yeah. And the other program that I benefited a lot from is the English in Action program, where I get a mentor, where I get to talk to a native English speaker. And I talk to that particular teacher in a class, and then I get to continue talking to him in a number of sessions for over a period of time. So that is really helpful.
Yes. So Deepika, in that program, so help me understand how this mentorship program works in ESU.
Ah, okay. So what Deepika's talking about is our conversation program. So what we'll do for all of the new students is we'll match them with their own conversation tutor. And you know, there's a lot of opportunities to have like conversation practice in New York. Like I know the library has group conversation, but really what makes our program a little bit different is that it's, first of all, it's one-to-one, so you get a lot of personal attention, but you also stay each week with the same tutor. So they're not only a conversation tutor, but as Deepika says, they're a kind of mentor. So they can be someone that you go to if you're having some issue in your daily life. You don't maybe know exactly what's the best bank to open an account or something like this. You can go and you can ask for some advice with your conversation tutor. So yeah, it's definitely a popular part of the program.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Steve was my tutor, and I'm still in touch with Steve. And even after I finished my conversational program with Steve, he still offered to give me conversation classes, and he even helped me with my college application process when I applied at Baruch College.
Oh wow!
He helped me practice for my TOEFL application, TOEFL test, as well as for my GRE test.
Oh wow!
So see, I, as a former student, I'm really thankful to all the services at ESU.
Good to know.
And other question, Carl, I believe English-speaking union is also in other states, right, in the US?
Yes, so this organization, we have branches mm-hmm. around the United States. But the ARNIC program for immigrants, it only happens in New York City.
Okay.
So
okay.
what we do have across the country is the conversation program in certain cities does take place on a smaller scale. So yeah, people in other areas of the country could get involved with that. But ARNIC, unfortunately for now, mm-hmm. is only in New York City.
Okay.
Yeah.
And for those willing to reach out to you, to learn more information about the services, what would be the website and what would be the best email to reach out?
Yes, so the website for ARNIC is esu-arnic.org. And in terms of an email, you could email me. So my email is khart@esuus.org.
Carl, now we have come to the end of the podcast. One more question before we wrap up. Since you deal with so many immigrants at ESU, if you have to point out one thing which you feel that most of the recently arriving immigrants are concerned about, what point that would be, and how do you think they have been handling that?
I would say that most of the people that I've spoken with, they're most anxious about their English skills.
Okay.
You know, I've talked to people that are applying to our program that have what I consider to be like almost perfect English, like mm-hmm. really strong skills, and they're still thinking, I'm not a native speaker, I need to improve. So I definitely notice a lot of like anxiety about that.
Right.
But I've also noticed just how hard people are working on improving their skills, and just seeing English kind of as like the gateway to all of the opportunities that are here in New York and in the United States.
Also, have you also seen recently arriving immigrants trying to imitate American accent while they speak to their peers?
Yeah, you know, I've seen that. I've seen also some immigrants that have more of like a British sounding mm-hmm. accent. Mm-hmm. So usually what I tell people is don't worry so much about whether you sound exactly like a native born American. Really what's important is that as long as you can be understood and mm-hmm. understand others, that's enough. Like, especially here in New York, we're very used to having people from all over the world.
Right.
So we're not really surprised by accents. But I think in general, you know, most Americans realize that this is a country that was built by immigrants mm-hmm. and still accepts immigrants. So I wouldn't be self-conscious about your accent.
Carl, I'm really curious to know, you have been with the ESU for over 3 years.
Yes,
now.
Yes.
What do you like the most about your job here?
Well, maybe it sounds like cliche, but my favorite part about coming to work is just meeting all of our students and clients. They come from all over the world. They all have such interesting backgrounds, and I really just like being part of this kind of like diverse community here. So that would be my favorite part.
So I believe that you found this conversation really helpful. If you are new immigrants in the United States, especially if you are in New York City, definitely reach out to ESU ARNIC. And on that note, it's time to say bye-bye. So you take care. Bye, guys.
Bye. Hey, guys, a quick note. If you have a personal story that you think might be helpful to the newly arriving immigrants in the U.S., please contact us. We would love to feature you in our podcast. Go to our website, podcast@theendoftheday.com, and write to us by going to the feedback section.
And by the way, if you love this podcast, you can support us with a small donation. Your help will enable us to continue producing more episodes. The link to support our podcast is in the description below.